guys for coming. So I call this meeting to order at 3:42 PM. Okay, now we will move on to the approval of the agenda. Please take a moment to review the agenda. We did put up the QR code up there if you guys would like to scan it, please. Is everybody able to access it? Awesome. Do I have a motion to approve the agenda?
So typically how we run this meeting, we do it, we do Robert's Rules of Order. Even though we don't technically have voting members, we're just gonna pretend like we do for now until we do. So when she opens up the floor to make a motion, we'll need somebody to first, and then somebody will be asked to second that. Once we get that, then we'll be able to move forward. So I'll let her do that again.
Okay. Now we will move on to the approval of the agenda. Do I have a motion to approve the agenda?
First by Andy.
Yes.
Okay. Moved by Andy. Is there a second? Seconded by Ariana. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, we will move it to a vote. All those in favor of approving the agenda, please signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed, please signify by saying nay. Any abstentions? The agenda is approved. And then since we don't have previous minutes, we don't have to approve them. And then we have one public comment by Andy, and you have 2 minutes for your public comment.
You can go up to the podium. Or
if you'd like.
Or you can stand right there, whatever works for you.
Well, I've been talking a lot to Chief Murray. I've been talking about safety. Safety looks different to all of us, and this campus is not safe for me. The reason why it's not safe for me, I have PTSD. And my PTSD reaction happened when I see a campus officer fully armed with his vest and his AR-16 or whatever his gun was. It was a very big gun, and last semester, I couldn't respond. My body would not move. My body would not answer to me. I tried to get help through the wellness counselors. At first, they were giving me the runaround. I had a mentor for EOP to make the story short. She connected me with a wellness counselor over there. They were able to connect me with a provider from outside. So I'm working on my PTSD. This is how this all started. So a friend said, hey, San Diego, state troopers have a program called the Blue Envelope. The Blue Envelope basically identify people that have PTSD like me, people that have difficulty talking to officers, and let them know, hey, this person cannot communicate like a regular person. I've been trying to get, speaking to Chief Murray, trying to get this implemented, so we've been having conversation. He thinks it's a great idea, but I basically need the support of the student association, and because it's bigger than me than just talking about this. And the second thing is something that I heard y'all been talking about is basically the safe that. I just talked to the guy that does the technician before I came over here, and basically the app, you can get on the app, call a friend, and be on the app. If a predator come and knock the phone off your thing, they got an alert, and by the time it gets alert, I don't think you're safe. So I was thinking about building community. Building community in a way where you could hit an app, hit the button, and you could communicate with other people. If you're at Arts and Letter and you're walking to parking lot 12, you could communicate with them and you could get together and say, hey, I'm walking to parking lot 12. Do you want to walk together? And it might be somebody you don't know, but this will build community and also build a buddy system and stuff like that. And also give less work to the cops. I think cops have too much work. I think cops have too much to say with our freedom. So this will give the community back the power to make the decision of keeping each other safe. And this conversation came because I was talking to females and other people that identify like that. They don't feel safe. I have the privilege of walking in the body of a male where feel safe walking in the dark, but I feel safe that I mostly won't get attacked. So that's also why I want to get other students involved, because I don't have that experience. So me trying to come up with this idea how to keep them safe really doesn't work, because I don't know what safety feels like and what safety is. So talking to Chief Murray, meeting with him, with Devin, and other people on campus, I need a voice behind me. I cannot do it by myself. And basically, I need ideas for this app. They want to add it. I wanted it a separate app, but it looked like it could be added to the safety app and created like that. But I just want to start the conversation and basically also have more opinions on what is safety, because cops do not equal safety to me. I have experience growing up in a neighborhood that I grew up. Anytime cops came, they were dangerous. Somebody was getting arrested, somebody was getting beat up. And my biggest fear is to get killed by a cop as a black male. That they get stopped, and not because they out to get me because I'm a black male. No, I don't believe that. I don't believe all cops are evil. But that they've been trained to see me as danger. That they've been trained that my body will not react when I go into PTSD, and they might think that I'm resistant to answer them or to do stuff like that. I try to wear my ID around my neck. I don't have it right now, but it doesn't mean nothing because officers don't know what that means. So that's where the idea of the blue envelope came about, or something to wear around. I was thinking a wristband, not a wristband, because for a wristband, you gotta show your hands. I throw my hands up, he might think I'm pulling something out. So it's just this idea that I need a community, because I can't think about it by myself.
Thank you for your public comment.
Thank you for your comment. I appreciate it. Okay. Thank you, Andy, for taking the time to come to the meeting. We're going to be in further communication with you.
Thank you.
And then, we're going to move into the items for consideration. So we're going to go into the presentation. Okay, so first, we're going to start off with icebreakers. So my name is Yanali Garcia. I'm a fourth year here. My major is sociology with a minor in women's studies. My position is campus community commission representative. And then.
Hello, everybody. My name is Brian Levette. I'm the Government Affairs Assistant Director. I'm also the co-advisor for the Campus Community Commission. Super excited to be here. So I think we'll just continue to go around just to introduce yourself, name, major, why you decided to come today, and then we have a fun icebreaker too.
Hi, I'm just a documenter. I'm Yena. I'm a Journalism and Media Studies major in my fourth year. I'm just here to document the meeting today, just to basically get information about what you guys talk about and get it out to the community too. That's all.
Awesome. Hi everyone, I'm Kareen. I'm a junior this year. I was campus community commissioner last year, so I love campus community and everything it discusses and talks about, and I'm now on the board of directors for AS, so I get to be a support for this commission. And it's great to hear public comment, it's great to hear ideas, and I'm glad that everyone's here. It's awesome.
I'm Emily, I'm a third year, I'm a psychology major, and I learned about campus community through Kareen, she's my roommate, and I just think it's really important to like hear the voices of the community and hear all the ideas to how to make the community safer.
Hi everyone, my name is Paige, I'm a third year here on campus, and my major is speech language engineering sciences. I was not a voting member in campus community last year, but I went to every single meeting. Don't know why I never became a voting member. You definitely should if you're thinking about it. So yeah, I just wanted to come again this year and just say hello. And yeah, maybe keep on coming back and maybe become a voting member this year.
Hi everyone, I'm Gwyneth. I'm a third year and I'm majoring in interior architecture. They're all my roommates and have encouraged me to come, so I'm excited to hear all about it.
Hi, my name is Nicole. I'm majoring in finance. I'm in the second year, and this is my first time here. I don't really know what's going on, but I'm just trying to feel it out, so yeah.
Hi, my name is Inti. I'm an environmental science and economics major, and I think this is my first time attending a campus and community, campus community commission meeting. I've attended a couple of other AS committees before in the past, but this is my, I believe this is my first time checking this specific committee out. So I'm excited to see what there is to this specific one.
I'm Daniel Vias. I'm essentially in Peace Plus One, but I would have interest in seeing what is talked about in these meetings. I'm mostly here because I'm also an ET's driver, so I kind of have to be here, but I just am here for the sake of, I'm also here to just see how participation goes.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is
Jadira,
and I'm a second year. My major is international business. This is my first time attending
Hi everyone, my name is Ricardo. I'm a first year. My major is elementary education. And I'm being honest, I just got an email and I want to see what it was about.
I'm
Ariana,
I'm a third year major in international business with a minor in social media. And I'm here to just get more involved in campus in general.
My name is Gabriel, I'm a third year and I'm a film major. And I just came here because I always wanted to like be involved in the campus, and then my friend who's really into AS like suggested it to me, and she was like, you should like fill out the form, go to the meeting, so yeah, first meeting.
Yeah, I'm Vivian. I'm a freshman. I just came here because I want to like get involved in campus more, and so I'm just kind of like, I got the email, I was like, might as well try it out. I'm a bio major.
My name is Andy. I am a senior. My major is IS3D, and I'm majoring in three different disciplines, communication, sociology, and criminal justice. My reason for coming over here is because I'm part of a community and campus that's not really being, that's starting to be noticed more, but that's not really noticed. I'm part of Project Rebound, so I am system impacted. I have survived the system, like I like saying. So safety looks different to me and my community. Safety does not look like everybody else, and what a lot of people consider safety, we consider danger. What a lot of people consider protection, we consider it almost being at risk and stuff like that. So we want to learn how to survive it on campus and basically make it also a place where we don't have to be scared when we're walking around, and people don't have to be scared of us when they learn about maybe our past, maybe what we have done before, because, and also take away the stigma that people have of people that have been formerly incarcerated.
Hi, this is Val Martinez, and I'm a freshman. I'm majoring in psychology with a minor in counseling, and I just joined this committee because I'm interested in AS, and this one fit perfectly with my time schedule, and also is one that I was like passionate about, so.
Okay, thank you for the introduction, guys. So now we're just going to do a little icebreaker that helps me out, because I'm really bad with names sometimes. So basically, we're going to start off with, so I'm going to be like, my name is Yanali, and I like to yo-yo. And I'm saying yo-yoing because it starts with my first letter of my name. So then we're going to go on to Brian, and then he's going to be like, oh, that's Yanali, and she likes to yo-yo, and my name is Brian, and, you know? So, learn each other's names.
You want to know this or this one?
What was it? Okay. So my name is Yanali and I like to yo-yo.
And then I say my name?
You say that's Yanali, she likes to
okay.
Yo-yo. My name is.
That's Yanali and she likes to yo-yo, and I'm Isabella and I like ice.
Nice.
That's Yanali and she likes.
I think you're just doing it so that they
can
only
do
have one person.
Just the person right next to you.
I don't want to pressure you guys.
I think we should just do the person right
next to you. Yeah, person right next to you.
That's why I was hoping you didn't go that far.
Yeah.
Yeah, so just do the person before you.
Just remember she said ice. I don't remember your first name.
Isabella.
Isabella, and she likes ice. Andy, and I said, does it have to rhyme with my name? Or?
No.
Does it have to rhyme?
Yeah.
It has to start with the A.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, it has to start with an A.
Uh-huh.
Okay. My name is Andy, and I'm amazing.
I'm Nigel, and I'm a
and Vinegar.
Vivian,
sorry. Vivian and Vinegar. And my name's Gabe, and I like to go out.
She's Nicole and she likes to nap. I'm Gwyneth and I like giraffes. It starts with a G.
There you go.
My name is Paige. My name is Paige and I like to party. this is Gwyneth and she likes giraffes.
This is Paige and she likes to party. My name is Emily and I like M&M.
Ooh.
And that worked.
Okay, I was too busy listening. I didn't even think of one. But that's Emily. She likes M&Ms. I'm Korean, and I like kazoos.
Can you say your name one more time?
It's Korean.
Okay, and you like, what did you say you like?
Kazoos.
Kazoos. Okay, I'm Yena, and I like to yab. That's Korean, and she likes kazoos.
Kazoos.
Sorry, I don't even know that word in English.
No. That's Yana. She likes to yap. And I am Brian, and I like basketball. I'll keep it. Keep it.
Thank you, guys. Oh, and then you
gotta
introduce yourself.
Yeah, so I'm Jay. I'm a public administration major. I'm taking part in these committee meetings, and I want to be involved in the campus. And yeah, I like yap a lot. That's why I also joined the committees, so I can have a voice for myself.
Thank you guys for that. That was funny. Okay, so now we're gonna get into the presentation. So I kind of just wanted to show you guys the AS body of government, just because I don't think a lot of people have seen it. But here we have four bodies, but Campus Community Commission falls under the AS Campus Life Council. I don't think, can you guys see that? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, please. There we go. Nice. Okay. So we go down and you see Campus Community there, also connected with the Good Neighbor Program, and we'll be going into what the Good Neighbor Program is. And then you could also find this on the AS website. So I put here like the purpose. The purpose of the Campus Community Commission is to serve as a community relations group for associate students in San Diego State University. The commission shall work closely with the AS Vice President of External Relations, which is Derek Pineda, if you guys didn't know, in matters of community relations and communication as a liaison with local community planning groups, neighborhood associations, and local law enforcement representatives.
So yeah. So before we get into what we've done in the past, some of the major focuses that we have with this commission are our safety. So, you know, we do meet with different aspects and different partners around the campus that deal with different aspects of safety. So not just police, but, you know, whether it's cyber safety. So we'll work with IT, we'll work with psychological safety. So we might have psych services come through, a lot of different areas that will come in. So this is actually a group, and I'll actually talk about it here. I guess it's the perfect segue to talk about what we've done in the past. And Kareen, if I miss anything, please let me know. So One of our other big things that we do, and as Yanelli touched on, is our good neighborhood cleanup. That was totally my bad. It's good neighbor cleanup, not good neighborhood cleanup, but we do go out to the neighborhood. So we'll go to the immediate surrounding neighborhood, so like just college area. And what we typically do, as you see in the picture, we'll bring groups from all around campus to come by. We typically have donuts. Our first one is actually gonna be on November 10th. And I'll have more to talk about it, but we go around and pick up trash. You get 2 hours of community service, and it's a really awesome time to just build that community with this campus. Like, we've brought the basketball team, we've had the soccer team come by, we have all the RSOs, different areas of Greek life come through. So it's a really, really fun event, and one of the ones that we pride ourselves on, and we typically partner with the Community Service Commission on that one as well. Under that, you'll see the Campus Safety Committee, which is probably one of the coolest parts about this commission. With that one, we actually have a meeting where we will have folks from all of those different areas that I mentioned, whether it's UPD, IT, the President's Office, the Office of Restorative Practices, Psych Services. They'll all sit, RHA, so Residential Housing. They'll all come and sit in here, and we'll be able to have those discussions about what safety looks like for us as students, staff, faculty on this campus, and just figuring out ways that we can help improve that here. So really, really fun thing to work on, and we'll talk about, before that comes up, we'll have a discussion about what are some topics we might want to bring up to those folks and, you know, see how they can address them and what we can do to work in conjunction with them. Also, the ride share safety video. So last year, last year we had a really cool opportunity to work with. Is it because? Okay, whoa, that's something else, right? Okay, it's probably we didn't even see. So we'll show that another day because I don't think I can pull it up right here right now, but. We did a really cool rideshare safety video. Kareen was the superstar of it. You really championed how students and even staff and faculty can safely get into their Ubers, Lyfts, or whatever other rideshare program that they may use. So that was really fun. It's just an example of what we can do within this commission. If there's any other areas that maybe we want to highlight or do a video on, we might be able to get the resources together to do that again, to, you know, share that with the campus. The other thing that I also had on here was the lighting and skate path walk. So typically, and it always happens in November, I think we have one coming
November
up.
November 12th this year, so.
Yes.
I sit on it's called SASIAC, it's the Safety and Security Infrastructure Advisory Committee, and it's a bunch of people from different departments around campus. It's actually really interesting if you ever want to get involved. But they're the ones who put on this lighting walk, and it's where there's two different groups, and we spread out around campus and address areas that need additional or like maintenance on certain lighting. So lighting and like skate paths. Skate path is another thing they're focusing on this year, like bumps and stuff like that. If you want to come on the lighting walk, you can always let me or Brian or Yanelli know. We'll be putting together a little group to come with the people from all around campus. Yeah, it's November 12th this year. I believe it's a Tuesday night.
Awesome. Yeah. Yeah, so it's a really fun walk. I think they provided us pizza last time, got to walk around the campus and just, you know, everything that Kareen said, just kind of see some of the areas that, like, might need more lighting or, you know, area, you know, because it's just something that comes up. It's an ongoing thing. There might have been a spot that was fine before, but now needs more lighting. To what Kareen also said, the skate path. So those paths that you see going up Campanile or what street is that? Is that Campanile? Yeah, the Campanile walkway. You'll see all of those skate paths. Sometimes there's bumps, and we have, you know, folks that like to skate or use whatever method of transport that they might have, and because of those cracks they might fall and trip and all that stuff. We want to make sure that we are also keeping our students safe physically, so that's something else that we have done in the past. Did anybody have any questions or any thoughts you have?
I have a comment. I was talking to IT today, and
yep.
He mentioned that they do on the cameras around campus. Yeah. So we're looking for places maybe that we would need cameras. So he said to make sure that I let y'all know if there's any new places where you need new cameras or where old cameras had been, they're gonna be doing that for the next 3 months. So if we are gonna request, he said to let him know soon because they have a work order for doing it for the next 3 months. And I was, now I have classes in the life science, north and east, and those things look very dangerous. If I was somebody walking through there at nighttime, I don't know how it really looks at nighttime. I have not walked, but I don't know if there's light there and if there is any cameras to make people feel more safe. Right. But he was bringing that up, and then he also bring up the safety app where the share rides, mm-hmm. that they have the capability of you requesting for the ride to come where you at.
Right.
But what's happening is that he said for us to voice for it that we needed to come where it's at, not to get us to go walk to a spot that they have.
Right.
So he needs us to be able to request that so it could be reinforced, because coming from them, they're not being heard. So he needs us as students to be able to say, no, if I'm over here, I want to walk over there, because especially when parking lot 12 is closed for events and parking lot 7, mm-hmm. most people can't park in those parking lots that usually go to Arts and Letters. I'm not used to parking in those parking lots. They got to park in 3 and 4.
Right.
So now they got to take that whole long walk where they already have a safety plan to park in these places, but they don't let us park because they're holding these events and things like that. Those are the parking areas that they use.
Perfect. No, really appreciate you bringing that up. I know Corporal Peterson, who's somebody that also kind of sits in from UPD, he has mentioned that project that IT is doing. So once again, to Andy's point, these are things that we can bring to this commission and then kind of mobilize and try to help push for so that we can make it how we want it to be. So thank you for bringing that to the table.
So kind of what to expect for this year. This is kind of where my goals are at, but of course things change. But so I really want to engage associate students with Greek organizations on campus through community events, whether that's cleanups, we do events, just to get more information out to the student body as a whole instead of just associated students, and just to get them participating on campus like you guys are kind of doing here today. And then partnerships with other REOs and other committees and commissioners on event planning. So you kind of get the opportunity in AS to work with other people in positions of power to do events that go directly towards students. So whether that's collaborating on an event that benefits students, whether that's like participating in just building something that's over going to benefit student body. And then working closely with UPD to ensure safety and distribution of safety and legal resources for students. And then organizing the Good Neighbor Cleanup and the Good Neighbor Program, addressing the campus lighting walk and the skate path walk. And then I really want to do the webpage update because...
Yeah, so our website is super outdated. Let's see if we can...
Yeah, so like going to about the page?
Yeah, I'll let you go.
So going to look here at about the commission, right? It shows our goals and stuff and our mission, but obviously the meeting time isn't up to date. The members... aren't up to date, so I really want to just kind of update everything to keep people notified, keep people engaged, and give accurate information about what the commission is about, as well as when our meeting times are.
You said resume it?
Yeah.
Control and close. Control. Typically, that's what we do. I don't know if we can do it on this.
So these are kind of the vacant positions here in this commission. We're currently missing a commissioner, a Good Neighbor chair, and the College Area Community Council liaison.
Yeah, no, you're good. So to touch on these, so the commissioner that's actually in progress, this summer we sent this out. We had a vacancy post about it. So right now that's actually in progress. So we're hoping
that we, and they're just going through eligibility checks. So once that happens, the plan is to do interviews for that, those commissioner candidates within the next couple of weeks. So hopefully we'll have somebody here to assist Yanelli. We're really excited about that. And essentially what the commissioner does, as Corrine had mentioned, well, she was the commissioner, they pretty much chair the meeting. So they run it, you know, make sure that they stay in communication with you all, kind of be the face of the commission. Corrine, anything else?
Yeah, I mean, just somebody to work besides Yanelli. It's right. Kind of hard to do as a one-person job, but it's really awesome to be able to chair the commission and form relationships with all of you that come to these meetings and get people back consistently. But all these positions, and I'm sure Brian will touch on them, are awesome ways to get involved, especially like Good Neighbor Cleanup Chair. Mm-hmm. That's a really fun one. So hopefully once there's a commissioner, it'll be a full team.
Exactly. So yeah, so I'll go into just these other groups here, so, or these other positions here. So the Good Neighbor Chair, they really mainly focus on our Good Neighbor Cleanup. So they'll be assisting with the communication with all of the different groups, whether it's Greek Life, recognized student organizations, even athletics. They actually, the athletics representative has already actually reached out to our previous Good Neighbor Chair about our next cleanup. So you'll be excited to be able to work with them and, you know, try to get their sports teams here to the cleanups, which is also really fun. Another aspect of the Good Neighbor Chair that we didn't really touch on, we don't focus on all the time, is just our actual Good Neighbor program. It really was something for folks that, whether they lived in the dorms or lived out in the community, just figuring out how we can coexist with the other folks that live in the residential area, and how to be a good neighbor to them, because they honestly have some issues with us sometimes, but it's totally fine. We're actually working on that relationship through the Good Neighbor Cleanup. This one that we're going to be having in November 10th will be in conjunction with the College Area Community Council, which I'll pretty much talk about right now for the next position. So the College Area Community Council liaison, that person, really their main purpose is to kind of report back on anything that our VP of External, who is Derek Herrera, he is the one that will be attending those meetings, and this liaison will work with Derek to get that information, to bring it back here, to figure out what's going on in the community, whether they have other service projects or any opportunities for us to engage with them in our community, and then also let us know if there's any issues or problems that they've been seeing, and just how we can make sure we get that information out to all of the students so that we can once again coexist with each other and be all happy. So yeah, so another really fun position as well. If you have any interest in any of those, the two on the bottom, please come to me after the meeting and we'll discuss more on that.
And the one on the top is already taken.
The one on the top is potentially already taken, depending on what happens with eligibility. So if that eligibility for some reason doesn't go through, then we would reopen that vacancy and we'll send out another post to look for our next commissioner. And so that does happen, that will be brought here and posted on the AS Instagram so that you all will know. And you can apply.
Good question. Does a felony get you out of any of these positions?
I don't believe so. So yeah.
Yeah, so what's the difference between the College Area Community Council and this commission, sorry?
So the College Area Community Council, that's a great question. So it's actually a group of residents, like homeowners within the college area. So it consists of a lot more of a older group population, I would say. So, you know, I actually got the chance to go sit in that meeting, and literally everybody is, they're seasoned. So they've been around the block, but they're really amazing people. They, you know, once again, they do a lot of stuff for the community. They work with our business district for the college area, things of that nature. So they'll have a lot of activities and opportunities to work with them. And they actually, despite how they might feel sometimes about, you know, the college students in the area, they actually really enjoy that connection with our students. So they're a fun group to be around, and y'all will see if you come to the Good Neighbor Cleanup. Any other questions?
So I want to take this time to kind of hear if you guys had any ideas. I know some of you guys just arrived here on campus, but anything that you've seen, and just kind of take some time to drop your ideas or, yeah. So any ideas that you have towards regarding campus safety and such, and what you would like to see on campus that affects the student body.
Or any theme, so, you know, kind of like what Andy brought up, just about, you know, how other folks can feel about safety and what safety means to them. Like, what are some different conversations or things that you've seen in any areas that you might live in that we might want to focus on or talk about as it relates to safety, or just anything that you think we could do in terms of promotion for safety, or any other folks that you might want to have come in and present about whatever area of safety, whether it's RHA, UPD, IT, so on and so forth. So if anybody has any comments.
Whatsoever. 2 points. So I live on campus. I only arrived like 2-3 weeks ago. And one of the concerns which I feel is with my hall, I've seen lots of people like from outside, from UCSD or other colleges, just getting into the halls without getting signed in. Now, usually during the peak hours at 8 or 7 in the evening, a lot of people are there in reception, so it's hard for them to check each and everyone's ID. A lot of people go inside and then they stay for like 5-6 hours, no one knows who's inside and who's not. And they are, in my floor, they were creating a lot of ruckus last week, banging on doors, and so we thought that they're from on campus, so we can't do also international, so I just don't know how it goes. But I thought, like, if someone like that, of course it wasn't a big deal, but if someone like that can come easily to the halls, then anyone can come eventually.
Right.
And so that's one concern I would say. And other one is, I use the bridge all the time, the white one, and I have had 2 accidents with skateboarders. And I see there's a sign on the ground saying that you cannot use those on the bridge. A lot of people use it. Like yesterday I was coming back from my meeting here, and there was this group of ladies who just fell because there was some guy from behind just bumped into them. That's a serious concern. I think people don't take it seriously, but like, if there's a serious injury happening because of that, I think we should take some actions towards it.
Thank you so much, Roger. Anybody else?
Yeah.
Could you just repeat your name one more time, please?
It's a complex name. Should I write it for you?
Yeah, that's perfect. Yeah. You can just give it to me later.
Okay.
Thank you.
Go ahead, Andy.
What he wrote was concerning me because most of the time when they find solutions to a problem like that, it's more policing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, policing does not, like I have said and I'll keep repeating, does not equal safety in my world. What I brought up before, I have been talking to professors and other people that work, not only people from my community. Do they feel safe when they start seeing more cops? Do they feel safe when they start seeing them highly uniformed, like how we've been seeing them on campus with their vests? Just found out for Chief Murray that the vest is not something only to protect them, it's something for longevity because of their belt on their waist, so they carry stuff on it. So even having pamphlets that would explain this to the community so they do not get highly alert, because even people that did not grow up where I grew up, that do not grow up with the same view that I have when it comes to police, don't feel safe when we start seeing more campus police. I have been talking to different civilians and they be like, no, it gets them alert, it gets them worried to see so many police, and them seeing them with these big guns, seeing them with these vests, it gets alarm. So basically what I'm thinking is, when we do think about safety as a community. Don't think about safety only having offices. I mean, we can keep each other safety. Like, the issue you brought up, the community, everybody talking to each other, hey, when you bring your friend, make sure you don't do this at this time. So
talking among each other and building community, like how we build it with the community outside. It's the same way we could build community among us as students. So that's something that I just want to bring up, because certain way of safety that might be safety for somebody is not safe for other people.
Gotcha. Thank you.
Me too.
I think that what Andy's saying is really interesting, and I think that it could lead to, like, okay, this is a bit, maybe a bit of an ambitious idea, but like, for ways to like network this community of students, I think it would be interesting if like SPSU made a certain app or something, like a quote-unquote official app for communication. Like, it seems like a lot of the specific thing, there's like some unspoken de facto apps that are used, like GroupMe. But I think it would be interesting if like the community here could develop groups within this community for use, for things like, say, assisting each other and keeping people safe. Like, I don't know if it has to be like a certain app, but I think it would be useful if we like encouraged people to like all participate in this, so we could promote like this greater interaction between people on campus. And to like further like the cooperation of people, I know there's going to be people who may choose to not participate, but I think it would be important, very important to emphasize the mutual cooperation through these types of networks. And use that as our way of like maintaining security or order or whatever for like the school, like make it a community run endeavor rather than specifically of certain institutions.
Thank you for that.
Just have a couple more. We have a few minutes left, but yeah.
Just so I think I want to make a comment, because that's a good point which you raised about more policing definitely has disproportionate effect on some people. I would suggest this for the skateboard thing. Like, if on the bridge we have some grooves on the, when we like go down and go up, if we just cover the entire bridge with grooves, they won't be able to use this bridge anyways. Mm-hmm. The skateboard thing. And second part of the hall thing, I believe what happens in my hall when you enter, the one who sees it, it's like this side, right?
Yeah.
So if you position that this side, right? Like just on the entrance. So we can see who is coming in or coming out. I mean, we can staff, I'm more person, like, there's some people in the Star Center who are sitting, maybe they can volunteer or something like that. That would help, because I know it hasn't happened, San Diego's a safe city, I've used the transit multiple times, but there's also fear, I would say, amongst people who are new here, that, you know, of school shootings.
Yeah.
But, yeah, if there could be something urgently done, can be done for that issue, I would say that would be great, very helpful for students like us.
Perfect, thank you.
Yeah. And the last thing I would like to add is the safety app. It's only 20% being used. It's, I don't think it's being promoted. If we could have it promoted and they do orientation, where there's a session where people come in and talk about the safety app, there's a lot of people that don't know. I learned about it because, like I told you, I was inquiring about an app where people could unite and walk to the parking lot together. They said, hey, we got that, the safety app. When I looked at the safety app, it don't do nothing like that. Even when I talked to IT, We talked to his guy and the guys that provide this app, and they said there's nothing like that around. So they haven't found that information. But the reason why I say is that nobody really knows about the safety app. I don't know if people that just got here know about the safety app. It's not being promoted right. So it's not. It's a tool that we have that's not being used because people don't know about it.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you for that.
Awesome. All right, Shannon.
You kind of already went over that. So please join the group meet to get more notifications about when the meetings are. They're going to be every Tuesdays at 3:30 p.m. here in Council Chambers, unless we change it. And if we change it, you guys will be notified through the group meet. But you can also get information, owner, we have to update the AS website.
Yeah.
But yeah, you'll get on notifications about the meetings on GroupMe and about any events. Any information will be sent through the GroupMe, so please join it. Okay, thank you guys for coming.
We're still gonna pretend like we have a whole bunch of voting members, and then I'm gonna go over something just really quick, just as far as the volunteer form. So just like make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we'll adjourn the meeting.
Okay.
Thank you. Is there a motion to adjourn the meeting? Moved by Kareem. And then is there a second? Second by Ariana. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, please signify by saying nay. Any abstentions? The meeting is adjourned at 4:29 p.m.
Okay. And then just one really quick, and I should have did it before just for announcements, but for those that do want to be involved with the Campus Community Commission, you'll need to fill out the volunteer form. I did not bring it today, but I will email everybody after this meeting so that you can have it and you can sign up, and you'll just put Campus Community as the commission that you want to be a part of, and then that will allow you to be able to vote in this meeting. So if you have any questions about that, and once again, any questions about any of the other positions that are open, feel free to come to me now, I guess. But other than that, thank you all again for coming, and enjoy the rest of your